All right, let us go into meditation now. Thank you both. And we're going to tap into some of the energy of the planes, the higher planes, the higher dimensions within you. We will be talking about dimensions separately. But the higher planes giving you that sense of connection to your energy field. Your energy field contains all the planes within it. Your focus on the physical body. So start there with your focus on the physical body and relax your physical body. Let your physical body get as comfortable as it can and relax and balanced. In a position that you can stay for a while without needing to move and twitch. Just pay attention to your physical body and just wherever there's tension. If there's any tension beyond that which is there to hold you in balance, to hold your physical location, anything beyond that, let that go. Let the tension go. Let the tension go out of your feet. Let the tension go out of your head, out of your jaw. Just sense the tension relaxing all around your skull. Close your eyes, and if they're not already closed, and just relax as much as you can with your eyes remaining closed, with those lids remaining closed, just to close them with as little effort as possible, and to relax around your eyeballs. Just feel like all those muscles that are connected to the eyeball, that moves the eyeball this way and that way, just imagine all those muscles relaxing. Relaxing. And then take a little bit of a breath in and just let it go. And let all the tension in your chest go. And let all the tension or stress about what you've been doing through your day, what you're going to be doing, what you did do, what's got to be done, what your deadlines are, what your issues are, let them all go. Let all those thoughts go. All the mundane, daily, mind-talky kind of thoughts. We know that you're addicted to your own thoughts. That's part of the dilemma of humans. But see if you can let your thoughts go and not keep getting re-interested in them. If you could kind of just lose interest in your thoughts for just a short while. Reassure your mind you will be back soon enough, and the two of you will have a happy time thinking thoughts again and following those thoughts in all those many pathways. And let yourself tune into your state of feeling. Yes, you felt in your body, but also feel in your heart chakra. Feel in your emotions. Feel what orientation you have emotionally towards your life, towards your daily life. Is it a positive, upbeat orientation? Do you have hope? Do you imagine your life getting better and better just naturally? Or are you facing various kinds of issues? And emotionally you're just like, okay, there's more of this and then there's more of that, and kind of in the middle of some kind of process, some kind of dealing with details of emotion. tune into anywhere that you may feel angry. Angry at, or frustrated about, irritated about, impatient over. And let all that go now. You can do it in a breath, just a gentle in-breath, and then just let all that old tension of emotional tension of anger and its allies go. And now tune in to fear, places that you have worry or concerns, anxieties, places of insecurity, unsureness. And just take a little breath and just let all those go. And it gets quieter and quieter inside you. Somewhere in this lifetime, you were dealt one of your cards you were dealt with. One of them was shame. Now, it may not be at all current. You may not relate to it in your current everyday life. But it was where you got the furthest away in this lifetime from the divine, at least in your perception of it. You're always nestled in the lap of the divine. But at some point in your life, you felt lonely, isolated, separate. You might have felt lost and in pain. You might have felt inadequate, helpless, inadequate. You might have felt flawed, useless, valueless, worthless. You might have felt unlovable. And from that place, you might have imagined a life filled with unhappiness, despair, and continued isolation. Let yourself remember, maybe not with the full intensity of it, because that was a wounding, but just remember having felt that. Remember having been there. And realize you're not there now. You have been as far as you can be from your perception of the divine within you. You have been there. You have hit that bottom. And it may have been many years ago. You may have had a more recent hit of it. But you know that feeling. It was in that place that you wondered if there really was support for you, if you really were ever going to make it home to the divine, to the union, to the ultimate belonging and oneness, to the place of love, peace, and value, success. It looked pretty iffy from that place or places. Feel some gratitude and thankfulness right now that you're not in that space right now. You may have aspects of your life that are not bright and flowing, but are dark and stuck. But they're not as bad as that shame place. You may have frustrating issues that seem to be consistent and show up over and over again in some kind of pattern. But be thankful, because it is not as bad as that shame place. And in that appreciation, that you have lifted beyond, know that you have lifted in order to move on your homeward journey, and that that lifting out of that shame, despair, and painful, isolated, lonely place was merely the point of turnaround for you, was your trigger to have a better life ahead, a better life that you are in the process of creating and will indeed have. So let yourself turn your attention now from that past to the present, where you are now, in the midst of your process, in the midst of life stuff, on your homeward journey. The first imperative: to heal the emotional body. Imagine right now what it would be like. What it'd be like if you could feel clear all the time emotionally, that you could feel with great depth, that you could feel wonderful positive states at great depth. And let it go. That get the messages from those emotions and let them flow. Like those thoughts that we suggested you let go of and not be attached to. To let all those emotions come out of your body and come out of all the stash places you've got them. You've got them stashed in all sorts of attitudes and orientations towards things, towards life. Bring all those emotions out of your body, of your energy field. Bring these emotions out. Just kind of let them come up and flow. We have a nice vortex for you. Just bring all the template of emotional limitation, emotional issues, past and present, and let them come up. And we're going to count to three. At the count of three, we're just going to take that old emotional stuff, all your issues, all the limitations. We're just going to do a lift for you and with you. At the count of three, spinning them off into the vortex to be reclaimed into light. One. Just bring all that emotional body. Some of it is just feeling a feeling. Some of it is not really identifiable as the angers and the fears and the and even joys and happinesses. But all the emotions, your whole emotional body, just kind of let it come up and out of its hiding places. One, we'll help you. Two, and three, gently now. And now, look at your present in terms of the beliefs that you hold about time, who you are based on where you have been. You have a tendency to identify yourself with either immediate or even sometimes a distant past. Identifying yourself with your family, with your culture, with the religion you grew up in. To identify yourself as part of a group of people, maybe as rebels, as alternative lifestyle people, whatever identifications you've made, and assuming with that a kind of unfoldment track in your life. When you're in your 20s or late teens, you began to have visions of your future, or what success meant for you, what happiness and fulfillment would be. And this puts you on a track, on a time track of achievement, of success or failure, of developments, of feeling a sense of movement forward, whether slow or fast. An assumption that what you did in the past could be affecting what you will experience in the future. All of this is time sequence stuff, cause and effect, anchored into your beliefs about how things are, your explanations for why things happen the way they do, all your rationales. All this mental stuff, you explain it to yourself in your mind every day. You look at your habits, your preferences, your beliefs about this, that, and the other in your daily life. And you repeat this to yourself and tell other people, thereby limiting you as well. Nailing this identity as a person who has this orientation, this attitude, this identification with a group, this sense of self, this issue, this direction, aiming for this achievement, going in this direction, coming from this place. Now that's a lot of stuff. A lot of mind stuff. A lot of limitations you just took in because you were a child. You've developed since being an adult. And on your spiritual journey, you've made some changes. But let's let the whole track go for a while. Give you some space to dream and imagine something greater. All that attachment you have to how things are, to your analyses of life. Give yourself permission to let them go for just a little while. Let yourself experience a little bit of causal plane freedom. The count of three, we're going to just help you and lift this whole complex, lift it off of you and spin it out to be returned to lie. Hard to focus on all of this detail, but just sense it as a construct, as a structure, like you're inside some kind of grid that is oriented towards time and space. A grid that has lines connecting you to the past and to the future. At the count of three, we'll just lift it and help you lift it off and send it out. One, come on, give it to us. Just let us help here. Two, and it just kind of lifts to just about to your head. Now just a little bit above your head, this whole grid, this whole complex. And three, and let yourself float in silent space. In this space, all is possible. Now, just floating in that space, let's go now to the supercausal, to the mental plane. You are part of humanity on this world, with everything on this planet, all the other planets, all the beings of light, visible and invisible, the extraterrestrials, everybody. You're part of a big collective soup. Sense yourself just floating as one amongst an infinite many. You're part of this. There's a network of light that sometimes you don't see, but it connects you with everything else. Little tiny beams of light that connect you with everything. Just sense you as part of your culture, as part of your collective. Notice your position within your collective, within your society. Are you the fringe person or the rebel? Are you a leader, a follower? Are you lost somewhere in the middle, hiding? What is your relationship with your culture, with a human culture on the planet? What do you identify with there? This whole planet and the human culture upon it is going through a shift, a raising of resonance, initiated by those like you. So let's lift. Lift you free of this too. At the count of three, give us all this collective archetypal consensus, mainstream orientation. All the judgments you may have about certain aspects of your society, certain people in your society, every place where you've separated yourself from this or from that, created divisions, and have not experienced the oneness. Let it go. At the count of three, we'll help you lift it out and out through the vortex to be translated back into light. One. Just sense it. It may feel like a cloud, a particulate cloud. Hard to describe, very complex. That just lifts off of you. A weight that just lifts, lightening you. One. Two. Here we go. Lifting. And three. And sense yourself floating above the earth. Look at compassion on this planet. All the pain and suffering of humanity that is there. Those are your brothers and sisters, the plants, the animals, your brethren, your kin. You're part of this. You're part of the family. Have love for yourself and have love for all of them. for the little critters, people's pets, all the humans, even world leaders. Have compassion and love. Understand everyone's doing the best they can, stuck in their emotional body, stuck in their beliefs and their tracks, in their causes and effects, in birth and death. Love them. Love yourself. Feel yourself lift as if you're floating, floating. Feel the freedom of this place. Yes, there may not be a sense of order, but sense somewhere in your mind's eye a bright light, a bright, bright light, a light as bright as the sun, no brighter. Let yourself feel this light on you. It's too bright to look at. But feel the light. Feel yourself pulled towards. Let us align you to the light. This bright light. And feel all the dross being burned psychically off of you. It's like you have gunk all over you, and it's just being dissolved and dropped off. Come closer to the light now, so bright. Feel more dross being removed. At the count of three, go into the light, step through. One. Two, three, and on the other side, free, you look, and there stands you, a light you, more bright than that light, a whole complete you, a divine you, stands there. Calling, calling you home, calling you back to divine union. Feel the connection between you and this self. It may have a body like yours, it may not. It is you, though. It may be your guru using a body other than yours. But it's you. Feel the love. Feel the high degree of love, the unconditional acceptance and love, the appreciation of your value, your capacity of love, loving you. Feel the complete belonging, the oneness, the knowing. Radiating from this you, this greater you, this complete, this whole divine you to you. Heart to heart. And let yourself feel the gratitude that you're at a place in your life, in space-time, in your journey home, that you can be here now. That you can get the glimpse of a future so grand, of a reality so true and beautiful. And with that thankfulness, with that gratitude, knowing you're on your homeward path beautifully, let yourself relax. In a sense, sink back, sink down, bringing this light down into your planet, into your world, bringing this light through all your ideas, your beliefs about time and space, giving you greater freedom and flexibility of belief, and cause and effect healed, becoming much more now and choice, letting yourself drift back down into astral, feeling the love, cleansing, healing all the emotional debris of your now and the past, letting yourself drift back down now into the physical body where your attention, your chosen attention, your point of power of attention is being put for this lifetime, this home-going lifetime. And fill your whole body with the light, with the love, every cell, all the systems. And allow yourself to float for a moment in this love, in this peace, in this being. And now bring your conscious attention back into your body, into the way that your body conforms to gravity, to time-space, letting yourself gently return, opening your eyes gently, easily, breathing a little breath. And somewhere out there, that you, that greater you, is imbuing your future with light and magic. And somewhere in this process of returning, you have imbued your world, your beliefs, your physical body with light. You have informed your reality of your intentions to go home, to accelerate your journey and make it more fun. It's time for the fun part. If it hasn't already begun, let it begin now. The fun, creative part. We so enjoy working with you, and we look forward to any other opportunity that we can have to work with you. But take this light of you and go forth and have a great life. Enjoy yourself. We surround you, dear ones, with our light. And as always, our love. Thank you. You're welcome. Farewell.